Early Breakfast on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
Welcome back, 21 minutes past five. The question that we are asking is that in the age of television, computers, tablets, and of course, cell phones, how damaging are these tools to your eyes? Joining you then this morning to talk to you more about this is Dr. Nicola Lester, who is the Chief Scientist Officer and Medical Director at Novartis, about digital eye strain, which is on course to affecting everyone who uses digital screens on a daily basis. A very good morning to you, Doctor. How are you this morning?
Very good. Thanks for having me.
Doc, you are stressing me. I thought to myself I'd enjoy this interview, but then the more I think about it, even now speaking to you, I'm looking at two bright screens that are just feeding back at me. My cell phone is on, feeding also some information though, but can you just tell us more about this eye strain, or is it a condition?
Sure, absolutely. Well, it's a group of eye and vision related problems that result from the modern age. I mean, it's exactly what you were talking about, and just the age of devices, and the buzzword at the moment, in particular with parents, is screen time, and and how much we actually get exposed to different types of screens. So we're not just talking about cell phones, we're talking about laptops, computers, e-readers, television screens, etc. And I think the bottom line is that, we're all exposed to it, yet we don't have a good awareness of what we're actually doing to our eyes when we stare at screens for prolonged periods of time. And October being Eye Care Awareness Month is a good opportunity for us just to make people aware that, spending a long period of time staring at any particular screen is, without any breaks, is not a good idea.
Now, is this a question of technology evolving? Because I would imagine when we had the 3310, this was not an issue. I mean, that phone, it was indestructible, but the screen was small. But now the screens are much bigger. So I suppose the question I'm asking is, how new is this? I mean, since the 90s in South Africa, I would think. Is it a question of we're evolving too quickly for ourselves?
I think you raise a good point. So much of what we do now in terms of hobbies, pastimes, but also work-related stuff is all related to looking at some kind of digital device. And it is exactly that. It is the new age of the way we communicate. It's the new age of the way we relax. So we relax by reading. So we either read on a tablet or we read on an e-reader typically. We relax by watching television. So we watch TV on a big TV screen or sort of more recently on laptops and on tablets. And I think, for me as a parent, in particular is what it's doing to our children. Small kids, their brains, their eyes are developing, are very susceptible to to outside environmental exposures and things. So it is something to be to be aware of, not necessarily concerned about, but certainly to be aware of. Eye strain, as I said, is a combination of various things, dry eye fatigue, and then obviously the muscle related side effects in the neck, headaches, etc., that we just need to keep an eye out for.
24 minutes past five. Good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us. You are talking to Dr. Nicola Lester, Chief Scientist Officer and Medical Director at Novartis. She's talking to you about digital eye strain. And if you don't know what that is, well, she's busy explaining it. And I think it's one of those things that we all going to have to deal with. But it scares me more considering that my three-year-old daughter can maneuver my phone and her own tablet like nobody's business. But nonetheless, though, Doc, the question then becomes, do we know how to treat this? I mean, with so many children using tablets and screen from an earlier age, could we be producing a new generation of people with eye problems? And are we able to treat them?
Yes, we can treat certainly the symptoms. I think, child usage is a topic we could spend a long time talking about. I think it's just to limit the usage and even for adults to have breaks. So even spending as little as 2 hours, and now 2 hours, you know, for us in this modern age, is actually not a very long time to be looking at a screen. To have breaks that allow our eyes to take a bit of a break. And research shows that when we're looking at a screen, our normal blink rate, which is a blink every 10 to 16 seconds, so 4 to 6 blinks per minute, actually reduces by half. So, you know, when we think about the natural process of blinking and how it wets the surface of the eye and keeps the eye in a good condition, if we're not blinking enough, obviously the surface of the eye is going to get very, very dry. It's going to get red and irritated. And then, you know, besides that, then looking at something that, you know, that is static in front of us, that isn't moving, tires off the muscles in the eye that are keeping the eye steadily looking at that particular screen. And so the trick is really just to, certainly for children, is to limit the screen usage, for one. But in adults as well, for ourselves, just to have the discipline to stand up at least every 2 hours, you know, look around, look into the distance. Because when we're looking up close, we're using muscles for close vision, and we're not using the muscles for distant vision. So it really is just to have the discipline to stand up, look around. You know, sitting as well, just for long periods of time, has also been shown to be very detrimental to health. And, you know, some people talk about sitting being the new smoking. You know, so standing up from the device, looking around, and then, you know, if the eye gets very dry, then to use certain eye drops as well, that can help.
You know, Doc, it seems to me that as a species, the more we move forward, the more we go backwards. It's just one of those, you know, technology, but eyesight. You know, we got to give something to get something else. But Doc, with so many of our listeners listening this morning, and I know that you as Novartis are embarking, you know, on this Eye Care Awareness Month, there will be some initiatives that you're doing. What is your advice that you'd give out to our listeners?
The main advice would be just to make yourself aware of how much time you're spending looking at screens during the day. It would be interesting just as a personal experiment just to see how much screen time, you know, we as adults expose ourselves during the day. To just have some discipline, to have breaks, you know, especially at work, you know, when we can sit for sometimes 6-8 hours at a time without moving. And if the eye is red, irritated, if you are getting headaches, if you're feeling like you're getting blurred vision, to go and have your eyes checked out, you know, to see the actual, you know, if you're short-sighted or long-sighted, if there are any visual aspects to, you know, to what's happening. And they can also look at the tear film. And if there are tear film issues, the optometrist can recommend some over-the-counter treatments that are very easily accessible via pharmacy or health store. And if it is something that is a little more serious, then ophthalmologists are specialist doctors in the eye who can then prescribe other eye drops that might be required.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nicola. We'll chat again soon.
No problem. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nicola Lester, Chief Scientist, Officer and Medical Director at Novartis.